Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Hey YouTube, what's going on? Today I've got a special video for you guys where I'm going to be looking at the market in real time and demonstrating how I take my approach to trading, day trading especially, in the mornings with the VectorVest software. This is just an example of what we do on a regular basis in our VectorVest Jockey Club. So if you're interested or want to find out more about the Jockey Club, which is our live trading room we host Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until about 10:30 a.m. every single day throughout the week, click on the link in the description below. So hopefully you guys enjoyed today's video. And as always, smash that like button if you've enjoyed it. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Sit back, relax, and get ready to see how easy VectorVest can make your day trading. All right, welcome back. So let's get started. Right now, we're looking at the market timing graph. So this way we can help identify which way the market is heading. So that way we can place our trades that have the best probability of success and make sure that we have wind to our sails when getting into our trades. So VectorVest makes it easy. As you can see, we have the DTI indicators down below, stands for the Derby Timing Indicators. It's an intraday timing signal here at VectorVest that can only be found here. And as we can see, the green is the bullish, red is bearish, and the bulls are clearly holding the lead right now. Even though price has pulled back a little bit, it gapped up, but still the bulls have control. So therefore, we want to place our trades to the upside to have the highest probability of success with any trade that we get into. So to find our candidates, we'll go into the Unisearch tool at the top. And here I ran the daily boomers, but we're going to just make sure there's no new candidates showing up. So we'll turn on the stream button at the top here. And then we'll just go ahead and run the search. And once again, to see the search, you can sign up for the VectorVest trial and take advantage of it and look into it on your own. But right now we're just going to run it and see what new candidates we have coming up here, because the candidates we were just looking at were pre-market movers. So we've got a listing of candidates that potentially trade throughout the day today. Let's go ahead and graph them. And why the graphs are pulling up, side note, this list will update throughout the day. So you can see we can come back and rerun the scan, and that way we can find the new candidates. It's just simply a rinse and repeat type of process here. All right, so we'll go ahead and maximize our graphs real fast and switch it to a one-day graph, because once again, we're looking for day trade candidates, and I want to show you how easy VectorVest can make finding these great trading opportunities here. So we'll just zoom in real quickly here. All right, so ABVC. As we can see, it's been steadily moving higher right out of the gate. This is one I'd like to put a line in the sand on. So I'll go here to the drawing tools at the top, select the horizontal line, and place it at the low of the opening candle here. The reason why I do this is because if it breaks below the low of the opening candle, then probability tells us that it will fill that gap to the downside, and therefore you don't want to sit in a long position as it fills that gap, especially in a day trade. But this stock is a $4 stock. We can see volume is steadily picking up here, staying consistent so far this morning. We're staying above that line in the sand here and looking for a good entry. It's pulling back right now. You saw a little bit of weakness on the high, so let's go ahead and look at other candidates, see if we can find something that's continuing to move right now. We can come back to this in a little bit. Just need to give this a little bit more time to develop, however. So if we go to the next one, GBS moving in the wrong direction, so we'll skip that one. AMBA, I like what we're seeing with here. Unfortunately, you do see a little bit of a selling pressure on this high candle the second minute after the open. So I need to give this time to develop, wait for it to really either take back off and break past these highs here. Or as a short trade, you could look for it to break below the low of the opening candle and then play that gap to the downside. And actually just looking at it, AMBA appears to be breaking through that level of resistance here. So as always, when looking at a trade, you don't want to take the trade just based upon the breakout candle. You're waiting for that follow through confirmation as well. So we have the breakout occurring right now. This is where you start to set up your trade. And let's see if it can get followed through. Once it has followed through that next minute, that's when you go ahead and actually place the trade. We may see it try to pull back, retest that support line, but that new resistance is now your support or your final line in the sand. If you did get in on that breakout minute, that does give you the opportunity to jump on board, but that does also increase the amount of risk you're taking. And as you can see here, we failed to hold that support line for the time being. Obviously, we still got a little bit of time for this current minute to see if it can get back above that point. But this is why we wait for follow through here. So while we're waiting to see if it gets follow through, let's go ahead, look at other candidates real fast. So PLAN moved up higher, but now all of a sudden you're starting to see lower highs and potentially lower lows. So probably going to skip this one for the time being. Also, when looking at volume, as we always say here at VectorVest, volume is conviction. And looking at the volume is really thinning out relatively quickly. PHV, moving sideways for right now, just needs some time. Moving in the wrong direction. STEM is looking interesting. Right now, you are seeing some consolidation. You had a big run-up right out of the gate. Did see some selling pressure on that high. But since that point, you're hitting higher lows, but lower highs. So just consolidating, be patient, wait for a breakout of consolidation on this one. SLI, I like what we're seeing here. You're steadily hitting higher highs and higher lows, pulling back off the high there, but no signs of weakness off of that high, telling us that the uptrend still seems to remain intact, just seems to be taking a little bit of a breather. So I'd look for a nice candlestick pattern for an entry to jump on board to capture it for a day trade here. And then CONN, a lot of volatility higher and lower. Volume seems to be drying up, so this is one I'd probably stay away from. So going back to our candidates, SLI, we see that it is starting to form a potential reversal here. You see a hammer here at the bottom so far. Could be an interesting one to look at or keep an eye on for a next move higher. But obviously, we want to wait for that minute to finish so that way we have confirmation of that candlestick pattern. And you can see why we wait for that confirmation right now. If we go back and take a look at AMBA. And now AMBA is holding above that support line there. This could be an interesting one, but I do want to emphasize that we haven't really seen the clear breakout from that resistance level. We saw the breakout here, came back and retreated. Tried to move higher, but on these pops off of that support floor, you do have a lot of selling pressure coming in, so be careful with that. If you're looking for a new entry, wait for it to break past that high. That way you have confirmation that it is moving higher upon purchase. And then once you get into these stocks, as always, some pro tips with these, trade one stock at a time. Don't load up on a basket of stocks you're going to be day trading, because that just becomes too much to look at and can allow you to miss opportunities and also can make you miss getting out at the right time. So focus on one stock at a time, plan your trade, trade your plan, set yourself a target of whatever your goal is, whether it be a certain dollar amount, depending on how big the position is, or if it be a certain percentage amount. Either one could be a very viable option, but make yourself a plan and follow your plan. As I stated here, for this example, I would keep my line in the sand at this support floor at 121.95. And if it breaks below that and gets follow through, then that would be where I'd sell. But once again, I still haven't had the confirmation quite yet to tell me to start jumping on board to open up that position. Once you've closed out of here, once you've made your trade, you're out, you're ready for the next position. We simply close out of the graphs here and then go back into the graphs. Check out the market timing graph. And as we can see, the market timing is starting to change. The bears are now starting to take the lead. So therefore, we may want to change our plan from being long right out of the gate to potentially looking at some bearish candidates. So we go back into the Unisearch tool, go from daily boomers for the upside to daily boomers for the downside. Go ahead and run it. Find our candidates. We get three candidates here as of today. And once again, as I said earlier, this will update throughout the day, so whenever you need to see or you're ready for a new position, just come in here and rerun the scan. We go ahead and graph them. Zoom into a 1 day. And then rinse and repeat. Follow your indicators and trade your plan. Set yourself line in the sand. That way you make sure that you minimize any loss just in case that the trade doesn't go the way you're hoping for. And set yourself your target as well. Once again, whether it be on a percentage basis or a dollar amount. So if you've enjoyed today's video, don't forget, as always, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel. And if you're interested in seeing more of this live trading, click on the link down below, sign up for the VectorVest real-time trial, and take a look at the Jockey Club. It's our live trading room we do Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until about 10:30 a.m. And we go over these types of trades plus a lot of other trades and give great trading ideas for all of our subscribers out there. So until next time, take care. Adios. Toodles.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.